With the headlines from Air Force Radio News, I'm Airman First Class Angelo Rosario. U.S. Air Force and Royal Air Force leaders signed a charter ensuring aircraft readiness and interoperability at a meeting. They discussed bilateral relations with a focus on airspace. The agreement outlines operational integration of advanced fighters and training infrastructure for fourth and fifth generation aircraft. The Combat Air Interoperability Working Group charter is critical due to the arrival of the F-35B Lightning II in June this year and the projected arrival of F-35A Lightning II in 2021 to Royal Air Force bases. Military leaders can show their appreciation by recognizing civilian employees with the highest honor the Department of Defense gives to employers for supporting National Guard and Reserve employees. It takes 15 minutes to nominate your hardest workers for the Freedom Award by visiting the website freedomaward.mil before December 31st. Air Force Radio News.